The El Niño Southern Osculation is associated with increases in health consequences. From this infographic created by the World Health Organization, we see that the increases in precipitation brought by El Niño events is associated with direct injuries and fatalities, vector-borne diseases, waterborne diseases, the disruption of health services, and mental health and psychosocial effects. Conversely, the increased dry conditions thereafter will be associated with malnutrition, communicable diseases, waterborne diseases, reduced access to health care, respiratory diseases, and health stress. Other widespread events have already been linked to the increasing intensity of El Niño events, such as increases in malaria epidemics in India, Colombia, Venezuela, and Uganda. The dengue epidemics every 2 to 3 years from 1986 to 1992 in Thailand, and waterborne diseases such as childhood diarrheal disease in Peru during 1997 to 98. It's not clear how the El Niño oscillations will change in a warmer climate, but Southeast Asia, South Africa, East Africa, southwestern U.S., and South America could be exposed to a heightened disease risk if El Niño events intensify further.